Thank you for downloading this episode of Homefront, Radio 4's drama series set in Great War Britain.
The 28th of December 1915, Ruth Billings.
Miss Billings?
Oh! Startled me.
Why? It's rent day.
Of course, Mr. Timpson. I was expecting you only not so early.
Obviously.
My shift starts in 20 minutes. Could I drop the rent round to you later?
If you pay me now, it'll save you the trouble. There's 2 weeks, Owen.
I know.
You've got it.
Of course. Yeah, let me get my purse.
Yeah, you do that, Miss Billings. I'm glad I caught you. I wanted a word. There have been a lot of changes in Sandgate, you'll have noticed. A great many changes.
Yes, yes. Here we are then. 2 weeks.
Let me put it in your book. How old do you think I am, Miss Billings?
What? I don't know. 45?
Oh, so you don't think I was born yesterday?
Don't know what you mean.
You're 1 and 6 short.
I can't be. I'm very careful. Tell me again.
See for yourself.
Oh, that's very strange. How about I give it to you next?
Give me your purse.
Mr. Timpson.
Come on.
Please. I'll make it up next week.
I'm taking 1 and 3. I'll leave you the coppers.
No, don't, please. It's all I've got till Friday.
You work in the kitchen, don't you? You won't starve.
I've got no coal.
I'm sorry to hear that. Listen, I'm not a bad man. You can have one more week at the same rent.
What?
Decent rooms are hard to come by round here.
I've got rats.
You've got mice. Everyone has. But I can get 2 bob a week more for a room like this. People are clamouring.
Oh, no, please.
Like I say, one more week, your arrears paid in full, then it goes up.
By 2 bob? Where am I going to get 2 bob?
Tell you what, I like you, Miss Billings. So I'll only put it up by a shilling. As long as you stay up to date.
Please.
That's generous, that is. I'm a good sort.
Good sort of what? Leech? Good sort of heart of skin flint? Sorry. I didn't mean that.
We all say things we don't mean, love.
Yeah.
It'll be the full 2 bob, right?
I'm sorry. I really am.
I bet you are.
Please change your mind.
I never change my mind. My boss says it's the greatest thing about me.
Your bum's the greatest thing about you.
You ever thought about thinking before you speak, love?
Where have you been?
I'm sorry.
Miss Bishop's been asking after you.
Did she cross?
Well, she wasn't best pleased. It's not the first time, is it?
I couldn't help it. I went all light-headed. I had to stop and sit down on the bench near the butcher's.
What's wrong?
Oh, what isn't? My rent's going up by 2 bob a week. I can hardly manage now.
Oh, pet, what do you do?
I can't even think about it.
Well, you better start.
Don't lecture me.
I wasn't.
Sorry. I'm sorry. You know how I get. I start to talk and it never helps. Look.
My baby always said, take a deep breath and count to 10.
I need to count to 100 sometimes. And now this thing in the paper.
Look, get your penny on and help us dice this beef.
What she said to you?
Who?
Miss Bishop, about the paper.
You've lost me.
The paper?
I have no idea what you're on about.
Haven't you seen it? Oh, Marion, I've got it in my coat pocket. Hang on.
Well, what are you wasting your money on a paper for?
As if I would. I found it on the bench. Here.
What am I meant to be looking at?
Second page.
British Belgian forces capture gunboat on Lake Tanganyika. Well, that's good, isn't it?
Not that. At the bottom. There. Recognise anyone?
Dancing the night away at the Bevan.
You and Prince Charming. And me looking on.
Oh, my word, what a picture.
And that's not all. Look at the background.
With a Christmas tree.
Other side.
With a clock.
We were supposed to be back down here by midnight. Miss D was very clear about that.
Oh, crazy. Oh,
what if she sacks us? What'll I do?
Ruth, you get yourself all worked up.
I'm sorry. Take a deep breath and count to 10.
Exactly. She won't sack us. We've got everything done. There were no complaints.
But we didn't do as we were told. You know what ladies like her can be like?
She's a decent sort, Miss Bishop. Well, come on, put that paper away and let's get this stew made.
Oh, watch out.
Oh, there you are, Ruth.
Is everything all right? I'm sorry, Miss Bishop. I had to help my neighbour. One of the kiddies is poorly. Sorry.
These things do seem to happen to you quite frequently.
Won't happen again.
No.
Well, I hope not. It's not fair on everyone else. Could you fetch some clean tea towels, then make us start washing up the breakfast things?
Yes, Miss Bishop. Right away. Oh! No, sorry, I didn't know you were in here.
Fault. I was reaching up to get these and the whole lot came tumbling down. Could you give me a hand refolding them?
It won't take
a minute.
I'm supposed to be...
Please, take that end.
I haven't seen you before.
I'm quite new.
I work in the kitchens. Not a volunteer, like, paid. 6 months now. At the corner.
What?
You've got the wrong corner.
Oh, so I have. Thank you.
I don't suppose you fold in many seats. I expect you've got a housemaid.
No, not at the moment.
Well, you'll find all this cleaning and scrubbing and folding a bit strange, I expect.
Oh, it's what I volunteered for. Thank you. That's done now.
Oh, that shelf's the pillowcases. Sheets go on top.
Oh, yes, I see.
Why did you volunteer?
It's a long story. Pass me that end, would you?
I used to work on an ambulance train. I like that. Travelled all over.
Oh, yes.
Not that I saw much. Stuck in the kitchen car. It was all you could do to keep the men fed and watered.
Oh, I used to love travelling by train.
I've never done it till I worked on one.
Oh, I grew up in India, and every summer we'd decamp to the hills to escape the heat. It was always an adventure. Countryside rolling by. All the people you'd meet along the way.
Different. Most of our passengers were doped up to the eyes.
Oh, not so different then.
Oh, I liked it. It was a good job. And the chef took against me and I told him what I thought of him.
Well, that's really a good idea.
Don't I know it. Right, there we are. I'd best be off.
Oh, don't forget what you came for.
Oh, tea towels. Thank you. My head's all over the place this morning.
Oh, what kept you?
I had to help someone. Oh, that stew smells good.
We're having visitors. The whole place needs to be ship-shaped.
What did you do with the paper?
It's there. Look.
And these are the kitchens.
Too late.
Oh, very impressive, Miss Bishop.
I think it's important for the men's sake that the food is the very best it can be.
I believe, Cora, there has never been a single complaint.
Actually, there has.
Really?
From a soldier who said he would have liked more.
Oh. Mrs. Gidley has been in France visiting a field hospital she helps to fund. I thought she might like to see where some of the wounded end up.
Rather a contrast, I imagine.
Indeed.
Mrs. Graham does sterling service on the food committee. We're funded by the Red Cross, of course, and the National Food Fund. But that's all rather no frills. The voluntary contributions make all the difference.
I've always had a knack for persuading people to do things.
This marvellous beef and stew today, for instance, is entirely thanks to Mrs. Graham.
You make it sound as though I bred the cattle. Mr. Coombs at Croft Farm did the hard work. Isn't it extraordinary how useful our little skills become in times of war? I was always rather vain about my needlework. Now I spend my evenings sewing armlets.
Patting each other on the back.
They're doing good work. Yeah, I was a domestic science teacher before the war. Perhaps I was born to run a kitchen.
Yeah, perhaps. Oh, I gather the Christmas Eve dance was a success. My husband said there was something about it in the Herald.
Sister Mumford mentioned something about that. I haven't seen it.
Is it?
Oh, hell.
Oh, is that today?
Yes. This must be it.
Do something, Sir Charles.
Let me see it. Here we are. Dancing the Night Away.
Oh, my word.
I'm so sorry. Excuse me.
Oh,
Miss Billings. It's filthy. Covered in blood.
What on earth are you doing?
Burning it. There. It's gone.
Really? Snatching it like that?
It was used to wrap the beef. I didn't want you getting blood on your dress.
Oh, never mind blood. We're covered in stew.
We're hardly covered, Sylvia.
Look at my skirt. Look.
I can't apologise enough. Miss Billings, this is dreadful.
So sorry.
You clumsy girl.
My elbow just knocked the pan.
The stew is all over the floor.
I'll scrape it up. I'm so sorry.
You'll have to give it to the pigs now.
Oh, what a waste. Let's hope Mr. Coombs doesn't find out. He'll never help us again.
I didn't mean to.
It was an accident.
I'll get a cloth and wipe you dry.
No, thank you.
If you'd like to use the bathroom.
I think I'll just go home if it's all the same.
Of course.
Come along, Cora.
Yes,
Miss Bishop.
I do apologise.
What on earth possessed you?
It was an accident. I said I'm sorry.
Grabbing the newspaper like that.
I didn't want it to drip.
Better a spot of blood than a whole pan of stew.
I'll clean it up, Miss Bishop.
No. Ruth will do it.
Of course, Miss. Right away.
We'll need to replace the meat.
I'll go to the butcher's now, otherwise we'll never be ready for lunch. The cost of it will come out of your wages, Ruth.
What?
Well, you can't expect the Bevan to pay. It was entirely your fault.
But that's not fair.
Isn't it?
Oh, all on me. Look, it's at least 10 shillings worth.
I can't afford that. I don't expect you to pay it all at once. I'll deduct a shilling a week until it's paid off.
No!
You'll have to make economies. And it might teach you to pay attention to your duties.
I didn't mean to do it.
Even so.
Oh, it's not fair. In fact, that woman's got loads of dresses.
Ruth, that's hardly the point.
Count to 10, Ruth. Oh, it's all right for you. Miss Ball wouldn't melt. You've no idea what you're doing to me.
Ruth, please think very carefully before you say any more.
Ruth. I'm not paying. I can't, and there's an end of it. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Ruth, Miss Bishop, she's had bad news today.
We all have bad news every day, Mrs. Wardle. There's a war. You have to pay, Ruth, or go.
Please.
I can't have behaviour like this.
You're sacking me.
You've left me no choice. You can work till the end of the day. Collect your wages then. Now clear up this mess.
Ruth! Oh, in my mouth.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Find out more about World War I on the BBC online.